This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Talks in Sweden between the U.S. and North Korea actually broke off, with the two sides offering contradictory assessments of their progress. AP Washington correspondent Ben Thomas.
The State Department describes the talks as good discussions that it intends to build on in 2 weeks. But North Korea's chief negotiator says the talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broken down, blaming it on the U.S. for not discarding its old stance and attitude. The State Department maintains the North's comments do not reflect the content or the spirit of the talks that took place in Stockholm Saturday. Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and North Korea have been static since the February breakdown of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump lashed out at another Republican, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, Saturday after Romney called the president's appeals to Ukraine and China to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden wrong and appalling. In a series of tweets Saturday, Mr. Trump defended his comments and lashed out at Romney, calling him a pompous ass who has been fighting him from the beginning. He later called Romney, the 2012 presidential nominee, a fool who's playing into the hands of congressional Democrats. Traveling in Greece, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed questions about Trump's attempts to push Ukraine and China to investigate the former vice president.
We wanted to make sure that they didn't interfere in our election in 2016. We wanted to make sure that if we underwrote Javelin missile systems, something that the previous administration refused to do, we wanted to make sure that we were doing this with a government that was straight up.
In his own tweet Friday, Romney said the president's statements that he was investigating corruption, and since former Vice President Biden and his son are the only targets of the president's investigation. This is VOA News. Unknown gunmen attacked the offices of television stations in the Iraqi capital and the unrest gripping the country. The Saudi-owned news channel says that the masked gunmen wearing black clothes stormed the offices of the station Saturday evening, beat up some of the employees and smashed equipment before they fled. Meanwhile, Iraqi security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas at demonstrators Saturday, killing 19, at least 19, and wounding dozens in Baghdad alone on the fifth day of anti-government protests to rock the country. The death toll of protests in Baghdad and several southern Iraqi cities has risen to at least 100 people. Hong Kong's rail operator partially reopened the city's metro station Sunday after an unprecedented shutdown, but kept many typically busy stations closed as the Chinese territory braced for large demonstrations in the day. Lisa Fielder reports that protests continued Saturday despite a ban on face masks.
Many protesters were undeterred by the mask ban and marched through this central district. Others took to a Hong Kong shopping mall to read out a declaration of a provisional government, calling for the suspension of the chief executive and the cabinet. The UN human rights chief slammed the face mask ban and called for an investigation after the past week saw the worst outbreak of violence so far. Businesses, too, are suffering in an economy on the edge of recession. And the shutdown of metro stations, many shopping malls and supermarkets is a new blow.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Hong Kong's rail operator again partially shutting down the city's metro system. French investigators say evidence suggests that the suspects in Thursday's deadly attack on Paris police headquarters embrace radical Islam, as questions mount about how the veteran police employee managed to escape notice. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports.
The assailant did not have a criminal record, but the prosecutor described signs of radicalism, citing witnesses and other evidence. He said the Martinique-born suspect, identified by officials as Mikael H., converted to Islam about a decade ago and allegedly voiced support for a number of atrocities in the name of Islam, including the deadly 2015 terrorist attack on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. He reportedly avoided contact with women and more recently shunned Western dress. Authorities say before buying the knives, the man also exchanged more than 30 religious text messages with his wife, who is still being held for questioning. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.